think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here on Mornings on the Mall, we're happy to bring aboard Brett Baer right now of the Fox News Channel on Special Report. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. By the way, I want to congratulate you. Your ratings are like through the roof.
Thanks. It's been a busy time. There's a lot to cover.
It's a credit to you. Special Report, great show. And, you know, lately, as you said, there's been a lot to talk about. I'm very struck by everything that went down Wednesday, though, specifically, because as we kind of go back on this week and we look at the things that are happening with the Justice Department, there was a gag order that was lifted, apparently at President Trump's behest, on an FBI informant who had details about uranium in Russia and the Obama administration. And then also we're finding out now that the FBI is now, after months of stonewalling Congress, actually going to send documents by next week related to the dossier. What do we make of all of this?
Well, it's significant. And if you think about how this story has evolved, the FBI part of it is really a big question. When it comes to the dossier, you know, the funding of it, we now know, was from the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And while, you know, a Republican group hired Fusion GPS to do some Oppo research early, the actual hiring of Christopher Steele, the British national who deals with the Russians, happens after the Clintons and the Democrats start funding Fusion GPS on that front. Okay, so then the FBI gets involved, and the FBI, there's some kind of funding mechanism there, and they're using that document, and what we learn is that they're using it to make the case for in front of a FISA court for wiretaps or for surveillance. Okay, so then you fast forward, and there's all these stories about unmasking of that surveillance, the names that are then, you know, taken from that intelligence. The person who makes the hundreds of requests is Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Now, she denies up on Capitol Hill a couple weeks ago that it was her who made the requests, even though they were under her name. You have to unwind it, and I think that we are starting to get more details, and this investigation is going to speed up now that the FBI is producing documents.
The Democratic Party's kind of had a weird defense of all of this week. First, you had the New York Times accusing the Clinton lawyer, Mark Elias, of lying to them. And then now DNC, the head of the DNC, Tom Perez, saying he didn't know anything about this, but also saying it's just opposition research. Who cares? How are the Democrats handling all of this?
Well, I mean, not only Tom Perez, you had Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying she didn't know anything about it. You have John Podesta with the Hillary Clinton campaign saying he didn't know anything about it. I don't think there's been one Democrat yet who said, yes, we definitely knew what was going on. But except for the lawyer who was working on it, who says that that's where the funding was coming from.
But if the Washington Post reports, as they did this week, that the DNC and the Clinton campaign were spending money specifically on this project, then how come nobody in either one of those camps knows about it?
Well, I think that is a question that you have to keep asking and get to the bottom of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a small amount of money. It's millions of dollars. And, you know, there's a group that's filed an FEC complaint saying that, you know, they listed those charges as legal services. Listen, I think there's a lot of questions here. And for the folks who say that this is all a diversion and really takes it away from the true investigation and Bob Mueller, I think that this whole thing is a big deal. And the fact that you have the Wall Street Journal editorial page saying Mueller should resign the Wall Street Journal editorial page, not exactly a, you know, Trump supporter all the time. I think it's pretty amazing.
I'd like to talk about the Uranium One deal. The New York Times confirmed that as the Russians were assuming control of Uranium One between 09 and 13, Canadian records show that cash made its way to the Clinton Foundation to the tune of over $2 million from Uranium One's chairman's family foundation. So very hard to follow. Why are none of these things more important and getting more press than they currently are? Is it just because there's just so much?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. It's like drinking from a fire hose of information, and you have to explain it, and it doesn't all fit on a bumper sticker. You know, so we did, when Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash, came out, we did an hour special on all of these connections. And, I mean, you could Google it. It's called Tangled Web, I think, was the title of the hour. But you could do Clinton Cash video, and you can see the stories. Now, we did that and put it all out there, and it takes a while to unwind, but all the evidence and details are there. The Clintons obviously said that that was not accurate. You're making jumps about you know, what that money was for, but there's no doubt that the people who were a part of these companies, after the deals went through, donated a lot of money in the tunes of tens of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Not, you know, let alone the former president speaking at $500,000 a pop for different elements of this story.
Well, this is just incredible stuff. If I could, I'd like to kind of move on into tax reform, because now we've got this big vote yesterday with the House going ahead and approving the Senate budget resolution. This means that, as Paul Ryan said, this is going to get tough. This is where all the lobbyists start invading Capitol Hill, and we could have an actual bill soon, which many people want to see. Well, do you have any sense of when we can expect a text?
Yeah, I think they're going to roll out on November 1st with their initial markup. And so then that starts the process of the horse trading. You know, what stays in, what goes out. But I do sense, having been up on Capitol Hill yesterday and talking to a bunch of folks, that there is a momentum that Republicans believe they need a W so bad on this that there may be some greased tracks to get it moving. That's not to say there aren't going to be some bumpy points on specifics, but I do think that you know, the possibility of before the end of the year is much more real today than it was weeks ago.
What, in your view, amounts to a greased track? What are the things they can do?
Well, I mean, they can agree. They can agree that the numbers, they're going to trust the dynamic scoring, and that they're going to grow their way and buy into the administration's take on the numbers and how they add up. I think there are a lot of Republicans up there concerned about, you know, deficit and debt spending that eventually is going to come back and bite the country.
Yeah, that's why Bob Corker is in part fighting the president this week, in addition to his temperament, but saying he doesn't want to add anything to the deficit here.
Yeah, and I mean, that's legitimate. I think that the push is more on the Art Laffer side, the supply side up there now.
Yeah, we'll see if they go with dynamic scoring to get this all to work. Thank you, Brett. By the way, your show, again, congratulations on the ratings, because it's sort of an oasis of objective journalism in the afternoon. And as you said, you've been on a lot of these stories for much longer than the rest of the press. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Congratulations.
You too.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.